Welcome to the Home Church Podcast. My name's Kenny, and I serve as the lead pastor here at Home Church, and we gather in Maiden, North Carolina. We're so glad you tuned in to today's episode, and we hope that this episode will help encourage you and inspire you as you continue to follow Jesus step by step. Well, good morning and welcome to Home Church. My name's Kenny. I have the honor of serving as the lead pastor. Today, we're going to wrap up a series that we've been in called, Can We Just Start Over? There are many of us that have asked that question in our journey at some point of, can I start over with this? And we've been navigating some of these things in this series. We talked about, can we start over with our relationship with God? Can we start over in our marriage? Can we start over with our children? And so today we want to lean into the last conversation in this series, and I don't know if you've ever been in this place before, is can I just start over with my life? There are three reasons that people need to start over in their life. Number one is that life happens, right? Jobs, we take a new job or we lose a job. We have money things. Money comes in or money goes and we need to start over. We have health problems that cause us to need to start over. Maybe it's school. Maybe you move into a new school. Maybe you go off to school. Maybe you finished school. There are things that happen in our life that causes us at times to start over. Number two is that we have people happen, all right? We have to start over at times when people happen, when we get married, and when we have children, and when we ultimately walk through family issues, sometimes even divorce and death. When people happen, sometimes we have to start over. And then the third reason that we start over is because God happens. This is when God does something in your life where he steps in and he gives you vision or he gives you a new direction and he calls you to walk in a new direction and he sends you out in that direction. I've started over three different times in my life, and all three times fall actually right in that order. The first time I had to start over, and when I say start over, I literally mean totally starting over with things. Life happened. When I was 23 years old, I was working at a YMCA, and I got laid off. And I was laid off for 9 months, and I had to start over by taking a job in Greenville and moving there by myself. Started over. The second time I started over is because life happened. And people, because people happened. When I was 33 years old, I started over again because we had our first son, Jackson. And when we had Jackson, I was on staff at New Spring Church, and we felt like we were supposed to lead our family and to go and to raise our family with family. And so we had Jackson. I stepped off staff. I started a brand new company. We moved back to Charlotte. I moved into my in-law's basement and started traveling with the company that I'd started. It was a totally new environment. And that all happened because people happened. The birth of a new son. And then there was the last time that, well, it might not be the last time, but the most recent time that things changed for me and I actually started over in my life. And it wasn't too long ago. I was 40 years old and God happened. And God gave me a vision for Home Church and he set this thing in front of me and he called me to come and to leave the things that I had and to start over at the age of 40. My wife was not working. She was a stay-at-home mother. We had all three of our kids, and to start over to plant Home Church. And I can just tell you, it's pretty crazy when I look back over these times in which I had to start over, how God has shown up in all of those situations. And so I just wonder today if there's ever been a time in your life that you can connect to some of this. And maybe for someone under the sound of my voice that you're actually sitting right at the precipice of one of these moments right now. We know that this is happening for sure for people that we know and love. Right now, we know in our state and in our area that there are people who are about to have to start over because life happened. A hurricane came and destroyed towns and entire areas, homes. People are going to have to start over because life happened. There's one of the youngest people ever sitting inside of a Home Church gathering today because people happened. And we have the newest member of Home Church who's in here today, literally like 5 days old, right? And so it's incredible that we get to see, and now all of a sudden you start over. And then there's some of you that God has been working something in you. There's something that he's been showing you, something that he's been drawing you to, something that he's ultimately is going to call you to start over and to do something kind of crazy because he said so. And I'm not sure where you fall today or if at least you can connect and remember these things, but here's what I can tell you. This has already happened 3 times in my life and I'm 40. I can take a pretty good bet and put it on red that somebody in the room is going to have to start over again at some point. And so today, I want to equip you with God's word as to what does it look like to start over. And if you need to start over at some point in your life because life happens, because people happened, or because God happens, today I want to equip you with what the word says of how you can actually start over and walk through that. I want to do that with showing you the start over of a story with a man named Paul. But when we actually meet him, his name is Saul. I want to give you a little bit of context to who this man is. He's a young Jewish boy who had been raised in a Roman culture. He was what's called a Talmid. He was a disciple of one of the preeminent rabbis of his day, Gamaliel. Gamaliel was not only a rabbi, but he was a thought leader that scripture references in the Jewish faith. And Saul is a student of this rabbi, and he's being trained up in the Jewish faith, and not just in the faith, but in the leadership. He's being trained to be a rabbi himself. He is a leader at this point that we meet him, and he is zealous, to say the least. Zealous is a very fun word for my man crazy. Like, he just going crazy, right? He's a fanatic. When we first meet Saul, it's a pretty wild encounter. The first time that we meet Saul is in Acts chapter 8. So if you have your Bible, I want to invite you to join us there. If you don't have that, the scripture is going to be on the screen. And if you're watching online at my feet, the app does not have things loaded up today because, you know, internet and all. And so the first time we meet Saul is Acts chapter 8 in verse 1. And here's what the Bible says when we first meet Saul. There's a disciple who had just become a deacon in the faith. His name is Stephen. Stephen shows up at the Sanhedrin, all of these chief priests and leaders of the day, and he's preaching Jesus to them, and they're like, let's kill him. And so they take Stephen out, and they stone him to death. And the first mention of Saul in the scriptures says this, and Saul approved of their killing of him. Now, we all have a story. And some of y'all, people will write about it. Some of you, they won't. That's okay. Imagine if someone wrote about your story and the first thing that they mentioned about you was that you approved of the killing of somebody else. That's nuts, right? That's a pretty wild start. So the context in this moment is Jesus has already died and been buried and resurrected. Jesus has now already ascended into heaven. And Christianity is starting to grow. The way, these are people who believe that Jesus was the Son of God, this faith was starting to expand. And the Jewish religious leaders were upset about it. And Paul, Saul, being one of the young, zealous wannabes, he's chasing after them. He's trying to snuff it out, okay? And so this is a little bit of the context. And Saul is raging. And then God happened. There's a start over in Saul's life that you're about to see because God happened to him in a pretty wild way. And we're going to learn from what happened to him about what it looks like to start over. Here's what it looks like. Acts chapter 9, starting in verse 1. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, they were believers of Jesus, whether men or women, that he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. You see the zealousness here? As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And he fell to the ground and he heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. God happened to Saul. He doesn't quite know it yet, but everything in his life is about to change. He has this encounter, this beautiful encounter with Jesus where he shows up, and there's much to see it just in this little piece. One of the things that always grabs my attention is that Jesus says to him that I'm Jesus and you're persecuting me. But the thing is that Saul was actually running around persecuting Christ's believers. Let me just go ahead and say this. Anytime Jesus' believers are being persecuted, Jesus takes it personal. Jesus takes it personal. And so he shows up and he's about to change everything for Saul. Saul has an encounter here that changes him, his direction, and every bit of plans that he had. So here's what I want to say to you. If you're going to have to step out at some point today, like that coffee ran through you a little quicker than you anticipated, that new baby is ready for, you know, a feeding session, or you get a call that your internet showed back up and your power's on and you need to run home and shower, whatever. If you have to leave early today, please, I want you to grab this. Here's the big idea. I want you to make sure that you leave with this thing today, that it is never too late. I want you to get this. It is never too late to live the life that God created for you. Hear this. It's never too late. And I know that some of y'all in the room, you're young and you're like, awesome, I got plenty of time. And there's others in the room who are like, what are you talking about? Man, I'm in my 60s, I'm in my 70s. Are you saying that I can still do something, that God might still want to do something in me? I think I was very clear. It is never too late for you to live the life that God created for you. So today, we're gonna learn some things about how to start over with our life from Paul. Six things, if you're taking notes, I'm gonna move quick today, all right? Six things. Number one is this. People will doubt your new direction. If you've ever started over and you start to head down a direction and you start to tell people about it, I got news for you, man. There's gonna be some people in your life who will doubt you. This happened to Paul as well. Look at this. Again, in chapter 9, moving on, verse 10. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. Paul gets this new direction, and God's even telling Ananias, I got something for you to do. I got something for this Saul. And Ananias is like, are you kidding? God, no way. There's no way, because this guy's trouble. This guy has been causing problems. He's been throwing our people in jail. Lord, he's doubting Saul. If you've ever had to start over, you know that those things have been said about you as well. You know that it's hard to shake the labels when you start over because people will doubt you. They'll still consider you a cheater. They'll still consider you a drunk. They'll still consider you untrustworthy. They'll still call you a failure. Could I just lovingly say to you today, that as you start over, there will be people who doubt you and your new direction. It's okay. It's okay. It's gonna happen. It is better to do what God says than to do what men say. About 4 years ago, when I was about to plant Home Church, I was stepping away from another church, or asked to step away from another church, however you want to see that. And I was sharing about this vision for Home Church, and one of my best friends in ministry, a man that I look up to, even a man who actually we have planned to preach here a little later in the year, he shared with me some concerns. He's like, man, I'm not sure. I don't know about the timing. I don't know if, like, this is the right time. Like, really had some doubts. And this is one of the things that I had to settle in my heart, that I had heard from God what I'm supposed to go do. And I told him, I love you and I understand what you're saying, but I just need you to hear me. I'm gonna do what God said over what any man says. This is one of the things that slow most people down in doing exactly what God told them to do, because most people are afraid of man. Most people are afraid of what others will say. We cannot be afraid of what others will say. especially when God speaks. Number two, God will use you. You're going to start over. You're going to live in the life that he created for you. God will use you, but I got news for you. It's going to hurt. You're like, Pastor, where's the feel-good part of this? It ain't coming today. Acts 9 and verse 15. But the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. Friends, I need you to know, anytime, especially when you're going to start over and you're going to do something for God, the reality is that as you follow his plan, you need to be aware it ain't going to be easy. It's probably going to hurt at some point. There are going to be times of suffering as you navigate through things. There are going to be times of sacrifice. I got news for you. Anything worth anything is going to cost you something. It just is. There's also going to be suffering in the way of slander. I can't tell you how many times I've heard about somebody saying this about you and this about you and that about you. There's going to be slander. There are going to be people that have things to say about you. And that's going to hurt. Because sometimes it's going to come from people that you thought loved you and you could trust. But I got good news. When you live in the life that God created for you, there for sure will be suffering and sacrifice and most likely slander. But there is significance in it. And you may not land on a marquee and there may not be books written about you, but I got news for you. In heaven, there's significance in the heavenly realms for people who are obedient to what God calls them to do. And for you, it might even be in a little thing. For others, it might be a big thing. See, the significance we judge too severely on earth, but in heaven, significance looks way different. The scriptures say that our Lord looks at the last as first and the least as the greatest. Can I just speak to someone who feels like God's called me to be a mom? I'm supposed to be a stay-at-home mom. And the rest of the world might say to you that you're crazy, you're going to have no money, your kids are going to grow up without having any friends. And yet the significance in their life cannot even be measured. Can I speak to the husband in the room who is working a second job to try to provide for his family when everybody else says, yo, you're missing out, you're doing all these things, but you know that this is a season of sacrifice and suffering to provide for your family. Nobody else might see it, but there's significance in what you're doing. I want to encourage the grandma or the grandpa in the room who is taking just a couple of days a week, just a couple of hours to watch their grandkid. Spend a little time with them. The relief that you provide and your presence is significant. I want to speak to the young man and the young woman in the room who feels like, man, I'm just a kid. Your ability to speak life into other people, no matter how old you are, people will remember. Oh, we for sure are going to remember the bad things that people said about us, but I know this, there's significance in words of life and encouragement. I remember several friends when I was younger, when I was walking through tough times, even as a teenager, would say, man, you're awesome. They don't know. They're missing out. You're incredible. Your significance can't be measured in the earth. When you do what God calls you to do and you start over, you have no idea the level of significance that's going to carry. So just be faithful with it. Point number three. You're starting over, especially walking in the way of God. God happened. You need to know this. Your journey is equipping you for what God has for you next. Your journey, this thing you're walking on, is equipping you for what God has for you next. This continues in Saul's story. Verse 17, then Ananias went to the house, and he entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. And Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Don't miss this. Saul's journey that led up to this point was Saul was an expert in who God was. At least he thought. All of his understanding of the Torah and the scriptures and the prophets all led up to now this encounter with Jesus. Every bit of experience of him being raised up to be a disciple now got unlocked in him being a real disciple of the Lord and Messiah in Jesus. When things shift, not only has our past changed and all of a sudden where we're going is going to look different, now our expectation looks different. We thought we had one direction and one path for our life, and God, and things change and we start over. Now there's a new expectation that we get to walk in. We get to now walk in new enjoyment as well. The things that you thought you would enjoy when you're walking, especially in a path that God has for you, new enjoyment comes in a beautiful, powerful way. But there's another component to this, that everything that you've been walking through and everything that Saul walked through was equipping him for what's going to be next. And for him, it was to take this power that he had, this zealousness that he had, all of the wisdom and the knowledge and the experience that he had, and to use it for a new purpose for Jesus. And it changed eternity, not just for him, but for many, many people. Because now Saul immediately goes and he starts preaching Jesus, which is going to change not only his eternity, but their eternity as well. Friend, this is true for you and I as well. When we start over, everything that you've been navigating leads you to be ready for what God has next for you. I'll just quickly give you an example. I worked at the YMCA for 17 years. And if you've never heard me say this, please don't sing the song around me. I hate the song, all right? I'm burnt out of the song. 17 years of running programming and budgets and making decisions and leadership, okay? And then God called me out of that into full-time ministry, I mentioned to you, at one of the largest churches in our country, at one of the largest campuses. And now all of a sudden I got to see church operate at a really high level. I got taught what it looks like to be a pastor and to lead. And then I stepped out of that and I started my own company. There's something about being an entrepreneur and being willing to pioneer and try things and go about it when not many people are around you. It's a wild thing. And then God gave me a chance to stand on a platform and to preach. And I can't believe someone gave me that chance, but they did. And then God used that to unlock in me what you see here. And I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's good enough, all right? Every bit of my experience and all through those changes, all through those experiences have led me to a place where I am now that God can use me. And not only has these journeys changed my eternity, I was just looking at the numbers this past week with our staff. Over just this year alone, we've seen 88 people respond to the gospel in our house. Isn't that incredible? 88. Who knew that a little white fat boy from Clover, that this journey that God would be willing to use a fool like me and people like us for eternity's purposes? Friend, what could he do with you? Because there's some of y'all that are way smarter, way more wise, way less stupid. Do you have any idea how many dumb and stupid things I've said and done in the life of this church already? There's more to come. Hang tight. Man, what eternity could God shift using you? Point number four. Starting over isn't a failure. It gives life to the future. Starting over isn't a failure. There's so many people that think, oh, if I start over, it means I fail. No, no, no. It gives life and hope to something yet to come. Acts 9 and 21. All those who heard him, they heard Saul preaching, heard him, were astonished and asked, isn't that the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on his name? Isn't that the guy trying to kill us? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priest? Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. Man, I want you to understand that just because something starts over doesn't mean that the thing in the past was a failure. That's going to slow so many of you down from stepping into what God has next for you because you're afraid if you start over, it means this other stuff was a failure. That's not true. I've looked for a way in my 4 years of pastoring home church to work this quote in from one of our favorite groups ever, Semisonic, and the song Closing Time, right? Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. This is true for us. This is true for us. Let me just say this. It is okay for your path to look different. It's okay. There is no set path here except for the way, the truth, and the life. That's the only path that matters. You know, I love it when I hear stories about people who start over. I don't want to embarrass you, but I see Taylor and Colin right here. And man, I'm not getting into all the details, but just I know they're doing some wild starting over in their lives. And man, I just couldn't be more proud of you. Like, it's one of the things, like, you encourage me often to just be bold, preacher, you know, and all that. But man, like, you're doing it. You're being bold. Like, you're doing something wild that most people wouldn't. I'm inspired by it. I'm encouraged by your faith to trust God to do something totally different. And I have no doubt that there are people probably around you asking questions. All this stuff I'm preaching to you. This is God trying to encourage you today. Your path is okay. It inspires me. Hey, you need to be inspired today. Don't come here from my story. Go talk to them. There are others in here who are living it too. Number five, opposition is only an obstacle to overcome, but not an option to quit. Yo, I know the going gets hard. When you're starting over and you're trying to move in a new direction and you're heading, and I know things get difficult, and you think it's a really good reason to like go back and to quit. It's not. It's just the next obstacle to get over. Look at how Saul worked through this. Acts 9:23. After many days had gone by, there was a conspiracy among the Jews to kill him. Yo, at least like nobody's trying to kill us for starting over, right? But Saul learned of their plan, and day and night they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him. Wait, so not only did they have the idea, they had the scheme. But his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall. And when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. Did you hear that? These people who are his own faith now, his own believers, they were afraid of him as well, not believing that he was really a disciple. Man, when you start over, it's going to be hard. There's going to be moments where you're like, oof, what did we do? Did we make a really big mistake here? No. Especially when life happens, when people happen, when God happens, and you have to start over. Just keep walking. Trust him. Trust him to lead you in that path. Let me say this to encourage someone. Because I know we've talked a lot about starting over. That might not be true for you. Let me just say this. This might be the word of the Lord for someone today. Maybe it's not starting over. Maybe it's starting to do the same thing you've been doing with a new mindset. Maybe for someone, it's not actually starting over. Maybe it's just doing the same thing, being faithful, but changing the way your mind thinks about it. Point number six, last thing, and we're going to get out of here today. God will send the right people to support you and surround you to see you through. Look at what this happens in Saul's story. Verse 27, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. This Saul, who had a God happened moment, this is the same Saul that anything past the book of Acts that you read, pretty much Paul either wrote or had influence in your New Testament. His name would be changed from Saul to Paul. And although he would call himself the chief of all sinners, God would use him in powerful, miraculous ways. There's something about having the right people around you that our God knows. And as I was preparing for this week, I started to think about this journey, honestly, that I've been on. And I wanted to take a moment, and this might feel a little selfish, you'll forgive me. But I wanted to take a moment, not only to be encouraged, but I want to give you some glimpse into how powerful this part is. About how God will bring you the right people to support you and to see you through. So here's what I'd like to do. If you're in the room and you've been walking with me in home church since day one, would you do me a favor? Would you stand to your feet? Look at that. Look at that. Man, we need people to walk with us, to vouch for us, to speak for us, even when we mess up. Paul got this by the grace of God. And I got this by the grace of God. And I got her by the grace of God. Because even before any of you, she was there. And if you don't know, that's my wife, Katie, sitting in the back. And all the dumb dreams and all the wild and crazy thoughts she had to sit and listen to. And said, yeah, sounds awesome. Let's do it. Today, I don't know what starting over looks like for you. But here's, I want you to see this. I want it both to, this encourages me personally, but I want you to see this. Because I'm no different than anybody else. I just have eyes today to see it. That God has been generous to me to bring people along the journey with me. To support me, to help see me through. And here's the cool part. As I look around the room, each one of them I've walked with and journeyed with them too. See, it turns into a two-way relationship. And I'm honored to have done that. Y'all can have a seat. There's something beautiful in this story of Saul. How he had a wild encounter with Jesus, who he thought he was actually doing wild, beautiful, religious things in his own mind, and yet he was as far away against God as he could possibly be. And every week during this series, we've had a few invitations. Number one has always been, for those of you that are standing in opposition to God or away from him, that today is an opportunity for you to start over again. And just like Jesus showed up in that moment and light shone all around Saul for him to start over, and he had an encounter with Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God is beautiful and powerful to, in this moment, illuminate on you and shine light on you and to bring light to your heart to say, I am Jesus, and you are opposed to me. But I want you to walk with me. and I'll use you. And we'll be in relationship. The other invitation every week has been, is there a part of your life that needs to start over? And this loving, gracious God has provided a way. He's an incredible second chance God who gives people a second chance in life and even with him. And I don't know what you walked in here today with, whether it's you're in cloud nine or your life's falling apart. I don't know if you walked in here today, like your quiet time this morning was incredible and you were sitting in the presence of God and in his glory, or you walked in here today thinking, I'm not even sure if I believe that God is real. Wherever you stand on these spectrums, here's what I believe with everything in me. That the word of God does not return void, and this story that you saw unfold before you today and saw is actually an example for what it looks like and could look like for you as well. Yes, to start over in your life if life happens. Yes, to start over when things happen and people happen. But more importantly, when God happens, when God shows up in your life and calls you in a direction. But even better than that, when God shows up and he says, I love you and I died for you. I want to be reconciled to you. Would you ask and come to me? That maybe today is a God happened moment for you spiritually. The Spirit of God is powerful and faithful to move and to stir the hearts of men and women. And today, as I've been preaching, I pray that you haven't heard me, but you've heard the Spirit of God speak to your life over something that he wants to do in you and your heart today.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If there's anything that we can do to serve you or come alongside of you in your journey, please reach out. You can reach us at hello@myhomechurch.cc.